I will simply tell you that what we're looking at now is the prospect of promoting kids that have no business being promoted, a grading system that is more like a, like in Little League, the whole deal of the participation medal as opposed to a championship trophy. We'll talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Here's the number, by the way, and first-time callers, always welcome. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are. Do not touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Biden administration says monthly stimulus checks for families with children will begin this summer. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Starting in July, the IRS will send new child benefits to millions of households. It's part of the coronavirus relief package that became law earlier this year. Each month, qualifying families will receive $300 per child under six and $250 per child older than six. Some lawmakers do not support sending the same amount to working and non-working parents. President Biden is pushing Congress to extend the tax credit for several more years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court announced that it will hear an abortion case stemming from Mississippi this coming term. That law, which is on hold by lower courts, would ban abortion when the unborn baby is determined to have viability after the 15th week. John Bursch of the Pro-Life Legal Group Alliance Defending Freedom tells Salem Radio News why 15 weeks is so important.
And when you're talking about a baby at 15 weeks, it's a baby that can move around and kick in her mother's womb, who can open and close her fingers and hiccup, who can open and close her eyelids, has a heartbeat, and even has taste buds and can taste what her mom eats.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, already under investigation for sexual harassment, has disclosed that he was paid a $3.1 million advance to write his COVID-19 leadership book last year, and under his publishing contract will make another $2 million on the memoir over the next 2 years. The Democrat had declined for months to say how much money he made from writing American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. The book was published in October, just as the state was seeing a deadly resurgence in infections. Cuomo said he gave $500,000 of his profits to charity. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 54 points, the NASDAQ dropped 50, the S&P 500 lower by 10, oil up to $66.27 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. In a recent interview, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said the Metropolitan Police Department typically receives reports of about 7,000 stolen vehicles per year. In 2021, that number of stolen vehicles is up about 26% so far. Older model Chevy Silverados and Tahoes, Ford F-150 pickups, and Honda Civics and Accords are the main targets. Lombardo blamed the increase in part by the black market demand for catalytic converters. The converters decrease carbon monoxide emissions, but people steal them because they contain valuable in-demand metals like rhodium and palladium. Now, no surprise to many, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee is running for governor in 2022 as a Republican. The campaign officially begins today with a rollout video. In April, Lee switched from the Democratic Party to become a Republican. The mayor of Nevada's third largest city is expected to face some stiff competition, though, in the GOP primary, looking to defeat Democratic incumbent Steve Sisolak. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has expressed interest in running, as has Congressman Mark Ambadai, and former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison is also rumored to be considering a run. State's highest office.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Yeah, you're bumper to bumper right now as you try to work your way into the downtown area on the 15 westbound at Charleston. You're very sluggish through there. Also 515 westbound of Las Vegas Boulevard. And do expect some reduced speeds on the 15 north at Spring Mountain and south at Owens.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one, time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local for a Monday, May 17th. And we're talking about this bizarre policy that the Clark County School District is going to discuss at their next board meeting, the Board of Trustees meeting, this is ludicrous what they are talking about. And the whole issue of promoting kids that don't deserve it. A third grade student being promoted to fourth grade when he reads at a first grade level. That is lunacy. And by the way, it is going to be a precursor of some really bad stuff to come when this kid gets to fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, gets into high school, and he can't read. And then he gets to college, and he's reading at a sixth grade level, seventh grade level, eighth grade level. What is going to happen then? We're going to open up our phone lines, something we rarely do this early in the hour, but I want to get to as many of you as possible. If you have students in the Clark County School District and they've been struggling with distance learning and all the other nonsense that they've been doing, I want to find out from you. I mean, you are the customer. You're the client, believe it or not. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And in fact, let's begin with Ken. Ken, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kevin. Thank you for taking the call. Listen, you know, Kevin, businessmen like me, we're not too upset with this. You know, this has been going on for 10, 15 years. It's just a bigger problem now. You have to understand the government, the last thing they want is a smart, intelligent middle class. You know, Lenin, Marx, Stalin, they called that the bourgeoisie. And they hated those people. They did not want a smart middle class. You can't have a Marxist government with an intelligent middle class. They want you to dumb down and become a proletarian. You know, just a worker bee. They just want you to have enough education so you don't set yourself on fire when you're lighting your grill.
So in other words, you're saying, Ken, this is a conspiracy, and that essentially this is something that's being done to our middle class to dumb them down.
Right. You cannot have an intelligent middle class. Communism, Marxism, call it what you want, doesn't work with an intelligent middle class.
Wow.
Intelligent people don't make good worker class or proletariat. They just don't.
Wow. Hey, Ken,
there is to it. And it was hard on people like me 10 years ago when somebody would apply for a job and have a 3.5 GPA from Stanford and they didn't know anything. But now I know they don't know anything. So it isn't a shock. It just doesn't mean anything anymore to have an education.
Well, can I tell you, Ken, though, this to me is the dilemma that we're facing, that these kids who are in third grade and fourth grade and seventh grade and 11th grade, and they're getting ready to go to college after 12th grade, they are going to be our doctors and our cops and our talk show hosts and our movie theater managers. I mean these people are the next. They're the next group stepping up, and what we're going to have is a 5 or 10 year gap in learning,
right?
And that's
they don't want any learning. They want people that take orders, do what they're told, don't ask questions.
Wow,
don't want critical thinking.
Yeah,
if you have a big problem, call the government. They'll answer it for you. They'll
call Dr. Fauci and they'll get it all sorted out.
Yeah, they'll tell you to put a bunch of masks on and you'll be fine.
Hey, Ken, I'm glad you called.
That's
thank
what
you.
They
want. No, you're right. You are absolutely right. There are people, I'm sure, that would like to dumb down everything we do. You know, the old Hillary Clinton thing, it takes a village to raise a child. And that's what they believe. That's what they honestly believe. The government will take care of whatever your needs are. Does that sound like a communist environment? That's what it sounds like to me. Our phone line's open to you right now. In fact, if you want to join us, we've just freed up a line. Ken has departed, so that means we've got a free line open for you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim, he's our producer on the other side of the glass, let him know that you're waiting, and he'll give you some extra love. He'll whisper your secret in my ear. It's a first-time caller. And we'll give you some extra love along the way, I promise. And we're talking about, if you just jumped in your car, you're just getting off from work. We're talking about this new policy that they're talking about. Victor Jakes wrote about it in the RJ over the weekend. And simply put, what they want to do is dumb down the grading system for kids in the Clark County School District. You know, you don't get a project in on time. That's okay. It's all right. Take an extra 3 weeks. Take an extra 4 weeks. It doesn't matter. They are dumbing things down, and it's sad. It is really, really sad that this is what's happening to our kids. And these kids had nothing to do with this. It's the grown-ups in the room that need to respond. And that's why if you can, you ought to be calling your Board of Trustees member and essentially saying, we're not going to stand for this. We're the customer. We're the client. It's our kids you're doing this to, and we're not going to take it anymore. That's what needs to happen. This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. This is the equivalent, you know, of participation medals in Little League, or not keeping score in Little League, you know, in T-ball. Remember that? Yeah, no, I mean that's what they did in T-ball. Well, we're not going to keep score. So, you know, no team won today. Nobody, you know, did anything special today. Anyway, I think what we're doing is absolutely, absolutely wrong. Now, I want you to hear, one of the things we do on the show is we talk on Mondays about essentially doing the work that you have to do on weekends to be fully informed. And that is staying up on what's going on the Sunday shows. But I don't want you to have to do that. I want you to be able to go out and play a round of golf tomorrow, you know, on a Sunday morning. I want you to be able to go to church and not be sitting around with, you know, watching George Stephanopoulos. And that's what we do on this show. That's the promise we make. You agree to join us on Monday afternoon, and we'll bring you the best and the brightest from the Sunday shows. Some of it makes no sense at all, but we put up with it, and we don't air that stuff. But you know, otherwise, you're going to be charged with having to sit around and kill time on Sunday morning watching the Sunday shows. I don't want you to have to do that. So what we do is we say, you go off and do what you need to do. You want to go to brunch? You go to brunch. It's okay. And we'll get up and watch the Sunday shows. We'll bring you the best of it. For instance, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, was on with Chris Wallace, and he pressured her. You know, Rochelle Walensky essentially defended the CDC's mixed messaging. Here is Dr. Walensky. This is cut one, by the way. Cut one. Dr. Walensky and did her best to paint a picture of the mixed messaging by the CDC. Here it is.
The CDC, I think you'll acknowledge, was under increasing pressure this past week to relax the guidelines. Members of Congress were afraid there was a decreasing demand for the vaccines. I want to play a couple of clips this week for you. Take a look.
This is a blanket. Walk outside and wear a mask. You're vaccinated and everybody else is in the room is vaccinated, but you're wearing a mask. The American people have just lost patience with us. But you guys.
The rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
Dr. Walensky, can you state flatly to the American people that had nothing to do with the abrupt shift in the CDC guidelines?
Yes, I can. I can tell you it certainly would have been easier if the science had evolved a week earlier and I didn't have to go to Congress making those statements, but I'm delivering the science as the science is delivered to the medical journals. And it evolved over this last week. The cases came down over this last 2 weeks. And so that's I delivered it as soon as I can when we had that information available.
Well, there you go. That's kind of a blah, 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 blah from Dr. Walensky, who must be an incredibly smart woman to be the head of the director of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you were with us earlier, you know that Victor Jakes joined us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. One of the first things we talked about was this whole notion of John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, running for governor. And by the way, I welcome him to the race. I'm glad a lot of these people are going to be out in front early. Sam Peters running in CD4. He's already announced, and I love that. I love the idea of people being able to expose themselves and being able to get out there, let people meet them, let people see what they believe. And I'm happy for John Lee because a lot of people, because he's the mayor of North Las Vegas, may not know about him. I mean, I happen to know him, and I've known him and his family for years now, and he is a delightful guy. We'll get him on the show later this week. But I will simply tell you that you know, the notion of somebody who used to be a Democrat, I still have a question about whether there are Republicans that will refuse to will refuse to vote for a guy that used to be a Democrat. I always ask the question, how's this guy a Democrat? Because he believes the way Republicans do. You know, we're going to have Tommy White on a little bit later on. And there's a guy that's a union leader and yet is a conservative Republican sort of guy. You know, people believe what they believe. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey, I want to say, what has communism got to do with these lazy teachers and these lazy students? You know, while China is colonizing Mars, we'll be sending our astronauts by accident to colonize Nova Scotia by mistake at the rate we're going. Have a good day.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, that frees up a line. You want to join us, you can. In fact, I've got two lines open right now, 844 the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. No, but you've seen the thing that just in the last 24 hours, the 60 Minutes piece last night about Navy pilots that spotted what they think are UFOs. And people say, well, could it be the Chinese? Cause, I mean, these crafts are doing things that aircraft can't do. There's something special about these, unidentified phenomena that's up there. No, I'm just telling you. Check out the 60 Minutes piece from last night, though. It will terrify you. I mean, I just watched a little clip of it, and I'm like, say what? Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up in a minute. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And though those of you that are interested in guided hiking or biking tours, check out Escape Adventures. I mean, it's really cool, the stuff. They do hiking, they do biking, they do it all. EscapeAdventures.com. I want you to hear Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, met with the President by phone today, or was scheduled to. I'm assuming they did. He was on Face the Nation yesterday and was asked a pretty simple question. When will the Middle East hostilities finally come to an end? This is cut two. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, on Face the Nation.
I want to start with yesterday was the worst clash in this 7-day conflict. The last one of a similar sort in 2014 lasted 6 weeks. How much longer are these hostilities going to continue?
Well, we hope that it doesn't continue very long, but we were attacked by Hamas on our National Day, Jerusalem Day, attacks, unprovoked attacks on Jerusalem, and then thousands of rockets and missiles on our cities. And I think any country has to defend itself. It has a natural right of self-defense. We'll do whatever it takes to restore order and quiet and the security of our people and deterrence. We're trying to degrade Hamas's terrorist abilities.